Excellent. Welcome to our October 23rd session. And we will have two more sessions after this before we close up shop. The mentorship will be available for another year. I talked to my website person today so that if you would like access to the archives, they will be available for a year. And then we'll take them down. And you can simply log in just like you've logged in before and have access to those anytime that you'd like. And you won't be charged. You won't be charged after November. And everybody who's here for November will take care, make sure you don't get charged in December, but you'll still be able to log on for the next year. We've been pulling angel cards, and I'm going to pull one for anybody who watches the recording. So the one that popped up first was, "You are safe, Archangel Michael. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home." So Archangel Michael's for whoever's watching the recording. Can't go wrong with Archangel Michael. Those are from the Doreen Virtue Angel Oracle cards. So yeah, thanks for being here. I'm glad you all were able to make it after our big windstorm last week. We worked with the medicine of wind, but I just kept getting cut off so much that we had like 17 recordings and couldn't put them all together to email out to people. So for these last few sessions, I'd really like to use these last few sessions of the mentorship as we're doing it to share and prep and really be intentional about the upcoming winter solstice, the shifting of the energies, and the end of the decade. Because as we were talking about, this is the last couple months of this decade. And that feels like powerful, a powerful energy wave has already been building, so you can work with that to create some shifts. And I want to work with that energetically as well as tangibly. Rowan and I were talking earlier about the difference between creating a resolution and an invocation. And resolutions have never really worked for me very well. I'm not very resolved. And I guess, you know, I make these resolutions. But I was thinking about that, though, because we've also been talking about this idea of motive. What's your motive? What's your motivation? And in the past, when I was younger, I would make resolutions that I wasn't really resolved around because I had done nothing to prepare for them. And I really just wanted, you know, if I was like 25, it probably was like lose weight, get in shape, whatever, the typical resolutions. And even as I got older, I find that it's important that I recognize my motivations behind it. That's really what I've been sitting with for the last few days, the last week, is what are my motives behind the choices I make? And it's really interesting to recognize that sometimes I make choices without thinking about what my motives are. And it's not that the motives are good or bad, it's just I haven't been thinking about it because I kind of assume that my motive is I'm going to do healing work and it's going to support and empower people is always my intention that it will. But then things start to shift and I start to change and grow and my motives shift in that, like with the mentorship. The mentorship started out as a way to connect with people from all over the world. I put a lot of energy and time and money and resources and all this stuff into it and I learned a lot, but my motivation now is different than my motivation was back then. My reasons for doing it, my why is different. And so it's interesting, and I was thinking about this mentorship, especially we were in cacao ceremony last weekend, and I was realizing we're only going to do this for one more month, and suddenly it felt more precious to me because we won't be gathering again after November in this way, and I appreciated that it feels more precious to me and that we can be intentional about it because we know it's going to be ending in another month, and that to me brings more awareness to it. But one of the interesting things about, I'll use this mentorship as an example. Almost 2.5 years ago when I got this started, I started it with the help of a woman who had no idea what she was doing and was charging me a ton of money to have no idea what she was doing. So the first 6 months were really challenging and I was spending a lot of money to share a mentorship online because she just wasn't doing a good job and I was paying a lot of money because I didn't know that she wasn't doing a good job. I thought I didn't know what I was doing. And I listened to her and took me a while to figure out she doesn't know what she's doing either. She was supposed to be doing the technical piece. And so I had a lot of challenges around getting used to talking on the laptop like this and getting used to seeing all the little boxes. And it was pretty nerve-wracking. I'd never done that before. And then I got her out of the situation and brought somebody else in, which was better, but it still wasn't really working. The behind the scenes, it was probably almost a year and a half or year and a quarter before I made any money on the mentorship. I was paying to do a mentorship, and then I kind of broke even for a little while. But I could have just stopped, but I didn't want to. My motivation was still there. My motive was still that I wanted to get this out to as many people as possible. And that felt really good. And it felt like it fed me. But the reason I mention this to you is that you can start something with some idea and you'll hit these blocks, but I really wanted to do it. I really wanted to keep doing it. So I had my why, regardless of those places that I hit. There were times when I thought, this is going to fail. This is never going to work. You know, it's just going to be a mess. And I just want people to know that those times come. I think sometimes people think that if you don't know me from back in the day, it might look like, not just with me, but with a lot of people, I think it can look like you just got there overnight or something, and you don't. The preparation and practice and showing up is what makes the difference. So that's what I had to keep doing within this mentorship. But it got to the point where I realized it wasn't, my motives were different. I wanted to do different things. And it was important to shift the mentorship as we're doing it. But that doesn't mean it failed. It means it's time to shift. And when I let go of thinking, oh, it failed, I was able to see, no, it was a huge learning experience for me and everybody else. But where I am is different, and I want to do different things with people online. So I mentioned that because motives and your why are what's going to really help you accomplish these invocations. If you're invoking something because you want to please your mom or your dad, who may or may not even be alive anymore, if you're invoking something, and usually it's unconscious that you're doing this, right? If you are trying to call something into your life because you think people will like you more, or you'll seem like a nicer person, or, you know, whatever it is. Those aren't really clean and clear motives, in my opinion. And it's important to recognize what your motives really are in relationships, in work, in the things you want to invoke, in everything. And recognizing what your motives are without judgment, because I've been assessing my motives around the things I want to create next year and the new things that I'd like to bring in. And I had some judgment around some of my motives, and I thought, that doesn't make any sense. That's truly part of the reason I want to do it. And that's a good thing. But it was about how it would help me and not just about how it would help everybody else. And I felt guilty about that, right? And I can't be of the highest support to you unless I'm being supported as well. And so I don't have to feel bad about how it can support me too. I need it to support me too, so that I can do a better job and be available to you. So letting go of any judgment of your motives, but being aware of them. This really comes up in personal relationship with loved ones, family, your beloved, your partner, your kids. And I can find myself processing with somebody, and I think my motive is to process, but my motive is really, I want them to tell me I'm right. And that other person isn't, right? I want somebody else to affirm that what I think, you know, why isn't that person understanding, you know, whatever. And that's one way that's helped me recognize that's not a clean and clear motive for me. And I want to be clear on what my motives are before I do things. And I want to have my why. So that's the first thing I would put out there as far as what you would like to invoke for the solstice and for the new year and the new decade. Don't just invoke something you want to create or manifest or live into. Sit with why you want to live into that. What are your motives behind it? Because what I find so interesting is when I do my invocations and write everything down on the solstice and look at it the next year, the things that didn't happen are often things I didn't really want, or I didn't want, or they showed up a different way. Or I can look back and go, oh, why did I think I wanted that? No, that's okay. I can let that go. But the things that I was really clean and clear on my motives and my why tend to manifest, even if it takes a little bit more than a year. And so I've just been sitting a lot with motives and sitting with invoking. If you are going to create a change, you want to start invoking now. Abraham Hicks talks about this all the time, how you got to get into that place of feeling good and feeling it. If you want to be the captain of a boat, sit and see yourself on that boat as a captain doing all the things. Go and find a boat to get on. Go and sit with people and talk about boats, like bring boats into your life in some way. It might sound silly, but I had a student, one of the very first 4-month trainings I ever did, and he was talking about he really wanted, one day he wanted to be a philanthropist. And we think of philanthropists as like, you know, the Bill Gates of the world who are giving millions and millions of dollars to whatever. And that was his idea of a philanthropist. And it was a really big thing he wanted to manifest in his life, is how he could just give money to people and help people and give gifts to organizations and create things like that. What was so funny to all the rest of us in the group, the students and myself, is that he didn't realize he already was a philanthropist. Every time he showed up for a training day, he would have a bag of gifts that he would give everybody, 2 or 3 gifts every time the class started, every single time we met. And nobody asked him to bring gifts. Nobody, that was not part of the thing, but he has a philanthropist heart. And so he was already being a philanthropist. He just didn't recognize it because he thought it meant he had to have thousands of dollars. You know, he was already a giver of gifts and he was doing it all the time. And so I tell you that so you can start reframing what you want to live into. If it feels too big, recognize how you're already doing it, right? If you're not on the stage as a ballerina yet, that's okay. You can go take some ballet classes and recognize where you can bring it into your life now in what might seem like smaller ways, but you're living into it. Because sometimes what we're going for is not really what we want once we start making the journey to get there. And sometimes you're already doing some of the things that you want, but you're not recognizing it because you're so busy looking at where you aren't yet, right? Instead of seeing, whoa, I'm actually doing this in my life right now. It just doesn't look like what I want it to look like a year from now. And as you start to recognize, you start to live into it more. So, you know, I spent the first 6 or 7 years of my practice, started in like 2000 until about 2007. I would sit at my mesa and say, I am a shaman. I am a shaman. I am a shaman. Because I really wanted to be a shaman. And what's funny is that I didn't realize you're either called to that or you're not. And my life was a lot of initiations. It's been a total path of initiation, which is the path of a shaman. But I didn't know that at the time. And I needed to invoke it and live into it. And then once I finally felt I lived into it, suddenly I let it go. I didn't need to hold on to it anymore, but I needed to invoke it, to embody it and feel it and to own it. And that's the other piece that I find people have challenges with manifesting, is they won't own their authority. They won't step into their authority and own it and say, I want this. I am totally worthy of this. Let's do this. We can go into that monkey mind. I don't deserve it or feel guilty or whatever. It's time to start owning your inner authority. Trust yourself. If you want it, there's a reason for that. And that's another thing Abraham Hicks talks about, is how it's not about where you get. It's about the energy of what you get excited about something and you start to move towards something. That's the journey. The journey isn't about where you get. It's about new things that you want to create and manifest and work with, whether it's things or energies or ideas, doesn't matter. So owning your inner authority is important, because if you don't believe you, how will the universe believe you and help you manifest that? I don't see that it can have the same trunk of the tree kind of strength. Owning that inner authority, that's important. And I'd like to start doing some classes around that in the new year, because stepping into yourself as a leader is a big piece of owning your inner authority and being able to manifest the things you want to manifest. And being a leader does not mean you have to stand in front of people and lead them. It has nothing to do with that. It's about owning your inner authority, trusting yourself, and moving forward from that place of self-trust. So I would encourage you to sit with some things you'd like to start invoking over the next couple months. It might just be one thing. It could be, I choose to feel amazing, or I feel amazing. I am feeling amazing. I invoke feeling amazing. Because I spent probably a year or so invoking, my life is a spiritual adventure. And the next thing I know, I'm traveling to Peru and with all these teachers. My life became a spiritual adventure, but it wasn't when I was invoking that. It certainly became that. And it still is a spiritual adventure. But I had to do that for myself. I had to invoke it for a while because I didn't believe it at first. And then the more I invoked it and I lived into it and I was putting out that vibration, it became a third dimensional reality. What you're experiencing right now is whatever you've been thinking of in the past, not today, in the past. This is where you've led yourself. So being intentional about that invocation instead of unconscious about it, knowing your motives, knowing your why, that's going to actually give you some tangible ways to manifest these invocations. I wanted to talk tonight about tangible ways, because we do a lot of work in the realms. We do a lot of mojo. We do a lot of magic and energy work. And there's also this physical human experience. And I would like to better bridge how you can bring all of the shamanic work that you're doing into the third dimensional experience and start manifesting and start creating and start living into your dreams, your waking dreams. We talked about dreams when you're asleep last week. These are your dreams when you're awake. And I forget that not everybody works the way I work. Even after all these years, I forget. So when I go into the realms, I'm very proactive. I listen, I receive, I ask questions, I ask for activations, I ask for uploads, downloads, all the loads, all the things. I ask them to teach me, I ask them to guide me, I set invocations, I set intentions. I do all the things. I'm very proactive with it. And then I'm proactive in my daily life with it enough that I'm creating what I want to create. And I think sometimes I forget when we come on here to the mentorship and I share a little bit and then we go into shamanic journey. Perhaps I haven't talked enough about taking this into your daily life, how you can bridge your shamanic experience with your daily life. Because to me, it's really about that. It's about how can I bring this into my life and tangibly work with what I'm experiencing in the realms, tangibly manifest, tangibly create. So that's why I'm talking about motive and intention and invocation and what's your why. If you have never created a personal mission statement, and even if you have, I encourage you to create one. I'm going to be putting my mission statement on my website, which is getting updated over the next couple months. And my mission statement now is similar to what it was 10 or 20 years ago. And it's also different. It's also really different. And self-care is a big piece of it now, which I would not have been part of it back 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. But if you have not created a personal mission statement, I highly encourage doing that before the solstice. That will help you figure out your why and your motives, how you want to feel, why you're here on the planet, what you want to do, how you want to be. Okay. So that's one thing I would encourage that you do over the next couple weeks. Well, actually we have a mentorship session next week. So if you can do it between now and next Wednesday, I'd love to check in and see if you did it. And I'll get mine typed up as well, because I already know what it is. I just need to get it typed up. But that mission statement can very much get you tangibly working with where you want to go. And you can take that mission statement energy into the realms and work with your guides to manifest it. When I met the Munari 6 months later, I had my first book, because they downloaded it and I just started typing and couldn't stop. This can become a very tangible experience for you. And you've got to be proactive. Ask for it. Own your inner authority. I was really nervous to write that book and publish it and put it out there, because I felt like I don't know enough. I still don't know enough. I'll never know enough. But the reason I did it was because Carolyn Mace, M-Y-S-S, a lot of you probably know Anatomy of the Spirit and other books that she's done. She wrote in the introduction or the foreword of a book, her third or fourth book, she basically said, this is what I've learned since the last book. And I went, ah, I don't have to know it all. I can just share what I know now. I can own my inner authority of my experience and what I know now and share that. And then my next book, I'll know more. You know, the mentorship as we're doing it now is completely different than 2.5 years ago because I've grown and there's different people here and we evolve. And the other piece is that willingness to then make it tangible. No, you don't know it all, but you're an inner authority. You are the authority on your life. You will always be an expert on your life. So if you want to teach or share or even just be an example, you're being authentic when you share from your life. I sat with someone recently who, and I've heard this a lot from clients, who say they feel they have this imposter syndrome, like they're kind of a fraud because why should they be out there teaching these things or sharing these things or starting this company because they don't know enough and they're not really whatever enough, this enough, that enough, all the I'm not enoughs that people have. And you don't have to be any kind of authority on anything other than what you believe, what your mission is and your experience. Is that going to be everybody else's experience? No. And some people might not agree with you. There's plenty of people who don't agree with me. There's plenty of people that I don't want to do it how they're doing it. But there's room for all of it. And you're part of that. You're part of the tapestry. And that's how you own your inner authority, is to recognize that you're an authority on your experience. Nobody else is. And we need everybody's experience and input because they're all different. So that's going to be easier to do once you understand your mission statement, your why, and your motives. Then you can really take authority. And then the universe, the multiverse, sees your energetic mailbox and stuff starts to manifest quickly, very quickly. And also the invocation and feeling it, feeling yourself in the experience of it already being done. When we do tobacco ceremony, we don't say I want or I call in. We say I am. I invoke. We say it as if it's already done, because when you tell the universe as if it's already done, it's just like going into shamanic journey. You go into a shamanic journey, you tell your energetic body, oh, look, I'm connecting with all these cool guides. I'm receiving healing. I'm receiving support. Your energy body goes, oh, cool. Sends that memo to your physical body. And that's what you start vibrating out to the world. I just had this wonderful experience in a shamanic journey. You can do that when you're walking around, not in shamanic journey. You can walk around saying, my life is awesome. My life is awesome. My life is awesome. And then, you know, you actually start singing it because it's your true third dimensional experience. You're not just making it up. It's actually happening. The same way, if people walk around expecting the worst, that's usually what happens. When people walk around with poopy colored glasses, they get a poopy colored world, and the rose colored glasses people get their rose colored world, and you get to decide what color glasses you want to put on. There are numerous things, too many things for me to even go into, that over the last 20 years I have invoked, even though I had no idea how it was going to happen and I probably didn't even believe myself fully, but I started to say it and I invoked it. And I invoked it. And I also just let it be. I didn't cling to it or attach to it. I invoked it as a reminder to be in that vibration and to feel it and to feel it as truth. And then I let it go, even as I continued to invoke. And it happens. It really happens. So as you're working with preparing for the solstice, preparing for the new year, I want to be really tangible and third dimensional with you as far as how to really get this to where the rubber meets the road. Your life can be a shamanic journey. My life certainly is. And the only times it doesn't feel like a shamanic journey is when I stop that, when I get into the poopy glass colored whatever place, right? So, I wanted to give you some tangible things, and I just wanted to say here and ask you, like, what's one thing that you can do this week to start moving in that direction? You know, I would start with a mission statement. I would start there. And sometimes there's things you have to stop doing in order to move forward. I needed to stop doing the mentorship in order to have the space and energy to move into different online classes, opening up retreats publicly, opening up tobacco ceremonies publicly, these things that I haven't done in years, I haven't opened them up publicly. I needed to let go of some things in order to open up the space. And as soon as I did, all this support started showing up and there was grace and ease again. So sometimes the movement forward might be to stop doing something in order to do something else. Okay. And the last thing I'm going to share with you is that, not forever, but just in this moment. And you know, whenever I say this is the last thing, I'm going to talk for another 20 minutes. So just sit back and relax, have a cigar. No, I'm just kidding. I read somewhere, somebody said, you know, they were talking about being a writer and waiting for inspiration, how writers, you know, if they get blocked or whatever, and they're waiting for inspiration. And this person was talking about, if you're a writer who's waiting for inspiration, then you're really a waiter. And that really, that got my attention, because I feel like that can go into anything. If you're if you're a massage therapist who's waiting to be a massage therapist, then you're really just a waiter. You know what I mean? I mean, you're waiting. You're not moving forward in that thing. And whatever, I'm trying to think of other examples besides a writer, but we do often wait for inspiration or wait for something to happen instead of being proactive, and then we're waiters. So I like to sit with that. There's times to sit and be still and also recognize what's your motive. Are you sitting and being still because it's really time to do that? Or are you being still because you're being a waiter instead of being the thing you want to be? So that's really sat with me ever since I heard that as well. And as we go into Shamanic Journey tonight, I encourage you to be proactive. Ask your guides how you can bring all the mojo they're supporting you with into your daily life. How can you truly live into your dreams, not just dream about it, not just talk about it, but do it. Ask them for uploads and activations or whatever is most resonant for you. It might be powerful healing. It might be rest, but be proactive in it and see how you can bring that into your daily life, because that's where it really makes a difference. Okay. So that's what I'm going to offer up. Yep. And living into your invocations. That's what I'm going to offer up there. We're going to do a shamanic journey. I'm going to get all my stuff ready. So why don't you go ahead and get comfy. And then once we do the shamanic journey, we will do some little checking in. I'm really curious to hear people's mission statements. By the way, when I started invoking my life as a spiritual adventure, it was not when I started invoking that. It was the opposite of that. So trust me, you can do it. You can do it. It does shift, but it didn't shift until I started invoking it and decided my world's going to be different now. It's going to be different. I'm going to make sure. So take some nice breaths into your belly. Just go ahead and get comfortable. And as you find your portal door and make your way into your sacred space to connect with your guides, be very proactive about seeing this portal that you're stepping through. Be proactive about visualizing your sacred space and what it looks like to you. Use your sacred imagination. Let yourself create what feels good. Be proactive to invite in your guides and see them around you. And if there's certain guides you'd like to connect with, ask them to show up. Ask them to come close. A lot of people will say, I see them, but they're really far away or they're way up in the sky. Ask them, please come close. Come close and talk to me. Come close and connect with me. Let me see you. Let me get to know you personally. And let your guides know you're seeking your why, your motivation, your mission statement. And that will manifest the inspiration. It really will. Inspiration in spirit. Remember, you can ask for gifts. You can ask for uploads, attunements, activations. You can ask for anything. You can ask for anything. Wherever you are in your journey, take a nice breath into your belly. As you're in your journey, I'd like you to invoke your inner authority, your personal power, your expansiveness, the self-trust of living into your mission, and ask your guides to activate that within you in a living and embodied way right now. And feel that, feel into that. Allow your energy to expand. Stand in your authority of your own life experience. Stand in those invocations as if they are so, because they are. And if there is a being of light, an archangel, an animal totem, something that inspires in you that sense of inner authority, no apologies, completely believing in yourself, being in your personal power, whatever that symbol is for you, that archetype, that animal totem, whatever it is, bring that in and have it stand in front of you. This powerful energy. This powerful being. And integrate into that being, become one with that being, so that you can activate within you the programs that that being carries of inner authority, of self-trust, of self-assurance, personal power. Breathe into that to help that integrate. And let your energy expand with that and stay in this expanse of energy, even as you make your way back through your portal door to where you're sitting or lying down right now. Come back in that expanse of energy. And of course, you can bring your guides with you. Imagine them circled up around you right there where you are, third dimensionally in this realm. Let's make this tangible. Setting the intention with your guides that they will stay tangibly with you in a way that you can perceive them, receive them, listen to them, get the support that you are seeking in your third dimensional daily life. And when you're ready, you can close that portal door behind you and you can open your eyes. Sandra, were you able to link in with an archetype that you could integrate into, something that resonated for you?
It was kind of difficult. So what I saw myself, a future self, a future version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my archetype.
I love
who
that.
Who was strong and healthy, just a vibrant, strong body, even though she was in my future. So she was older. She was still mm-hmm. awesome.
I love that. That's excellent. And if it was challenging for anybody, go back and do it again with a little bit more time. You can connect with your future self as you choose to see yourself. It could be a powerful jaguar or lion or tiger that doesn't take piddly from anybody, you know, whatever it is that's going to be most resonant for you. So thanks for sharing that. What about you, Dolly? You've always struck me as someone who's a real go-getter.
Well, I called up the tiger.
Good, yeah.
That tiger with me and hawk for better sense of vision.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And you may have already done this, but one of the things I do is when I want to embody the gifts that they bring symbolically, literally, figuratively, whatever, I will invite them in and I will integrate into them. I'll become one with that hawk and that tiger and activate that symbolism and that archetypal programming within me to bring that forth. And that's very tangible and visceral and third dimensional for me, which helps me have more of a felt sense lived experience of it. And so you may have already done that, but I wanted to mention that because you were calling it. I wanted to mention it for everybody because you're calling it in for vista, for vision. And so you're calling in a third dimensional tangible thing that you want to receive. And so that's one of the ways that I do it.
Thank you. Yeah. Great.
Awesome. Thanks. How about you, Michelle? Were you able to link in with some archetype that felt good? Or
can you hear me? Yeah. I have a connection with a crow and it felt, you know, I can just feel it. So sometimes it's pretty difficult for me. And then this time, and since the
retreat,
thank you. I've had this big giant black jaguar that has been trying to sit on my face and sit on my chest. And it really terrified me, honestly. And so, but today I feel like I was able to go into that and, you know, feel the power, not the fear. So it was interesting. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're able to start getting connected in with jaguar. Yeah. I can understand being afraid of some of these energies. They're big, they're powerful, and they're like, let's do this. I'll tell you what Archangel Michael told me when I met him, and he scared the poo out of me because he was so big that it was overwhelming. Like his wing went over me and it made me duck because I could hear it. And it was like an ocean. There's a wing the size of an ocean went over my head and that kind of, whoa, you know? And I told him, I didn't know who he was at the time. And I said, I don't know who you are, but you're freaking me out. And he let me know that he was Michael. And I'm like, dude, and this is, I don't know where this came from, but I said, can you come down to talking size? Because my mind was overwhelmed. Like it was too, I couldn't really get, you know, it was just so big. And I said, will you come down to talking size? Which is something I've always thought of since then. It's kind of a funny phrase. And he got to bigger than the house, but at least I could have a sense of not just a big toe in front of me, but like a whole body, right? And he said, I frighten you because this is who you are. And I still sit with that to this day. You know, that's not something that you just automatically live into necessarily. It was, you know, and so that's what I would offer to you. You know, jaguar frightens you because that's who you are. And that's, it's ultimately a good thing. But I also honor your healthy respect for these energies. You know, you're not showing up all prideful and but at the same time, it frightens you because that's your power. That's your medicine. So I really appreciate that you're making you're continuing to work with it, even though it was a little nerve wracking at first.
Yeah. It feels
awesome.
It feels good.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. How about you, Ms. Rambo?
I actually, so my angel card was Metatron.
Oh, that was prioritize, right?
And let's get stuff done. And that's where I am right now. And so I was able to connect with him and just get like, I'm ready. Let's do this. It's so appropriate. You know, it really is. The timing of that card is, and so I just seized the moment to be able to really connect in with him.
Oh, and, that's awesome.
We're gonna keep working together and we're gonna get some stuff done. I know.
That's awesome.
It feels really good.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing. That's great. I love how you brought what you got on your card into your journey.
Yeah, I couldn't not. You know, like, showed up for a reason.
Yeah, it was too on point, huh? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
How about you, Megan? Do you feel comfortable sharing what archetype or connection you made to step into your inner authority? You're unmuted. Well, I can't hear you. It might not work. Oh, mic not working. Got it. Okay. Do you want to just type what you connected with? Can y'all see the chat box? She said yes. If anybody's on the phone, she said yes. Oh, tiger. Oh, yummy. Yay. I love that. I love that. That's awesome. Definitely keep working with that. Thanks for doing the chat thing. I appreciate you doing that. Yeah. I had a tiger in my head when I first thought about, when Spirit said, tell them to do this, I had this vision of a tiger in my head, which is different because for me in the past, it would have been jaguar. So I think that's interesting that came up for a couple people. And there's a lot of stuff around tiger, but one of the things people I feel like don't talk about much is tiger is also medicine for healers. And I feel like sometimes that gets lost in the power and the ferociousness and all the other things that it brings. So I love that you're working with that big cat medicine. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Jess, how about you? What'd you connect with? Oops, you're muted. Hold on.
Tiger, can you hear me?
Yeah, now it keeps going back to mute. There it is. Okay.
Okay. I was born the year of the tiger. Of course, tiger really came up for me today, but I also had another energy that I connect with was a fairy, and she was riding on the tiger, and they were just hanging out, and they kind of came together and swooped up, fused into me. I fused into them. And that felt really good because we're creating this sacred space and a farm right now. So there's kind of both of these energies at play.
I love that. That sounds very you. I love that. I love it. How about you, Bobby?
What I connected with most tonight was that new Archangel card. Mm-hmm. So Raziel, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to start working with that more in the future, but take back my power, I believe, so that that was very fitting, and it was a powerful session tonight.
Awesome. Yeah,
I don't know what it looks like. It's kind of confusing, but we'll see. I gotta sit with it still.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, that's why I talk about your inner authority and just trusting your experience, is because we don't know what it looks like. So we invoke how we want to feel. We invoke how we want it to look, because we don't, you can't necessarily know this is exactly what it's going to be like 3, 6, 9 months from now, but you can definitely invoke and feel into how you want to feel when you get there. And being in your power, taking back your power, working with Archangel Raziel and all that, that will get you there. So I love that you're going to be doing that. You can also Google about Raziel and find out what else you get, just to see what the collective thinks.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing.
I will do that. Look forward to it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You might have to mute yourself because it's not always working for me. Can you hit mute on yours? Awesome. How about you, Judy?
Well, I brought in Invoke to the Empress is who came to me, and it's time for me to embody all of those really great qualities and characteristics that the Empress has right now as the retreat. I pulled the card, call to action, if you remember. And even the card you pulled tonight with Zachiel.
Zachiel. I mean,
so totally on with what's happening in my life. And so, yeah, really, really embodying those qualities, and it's time.
Awesome. Yeah, Zadkiel is often known as the wise teacher. He's the wise one, and I invoke him as part of my gang. So, yeah, that's cool that you can get to know him a little better. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
How about you, Diana? You look all comfy.
I am. I'm trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I feel you. That's why the heat kept coming on.
Interestingly, I had and have never had, but tonight the jaguar came, along with the horse and the eagle. And the jaguar for me was to give me courage. The horse was to give me energy. Mm-hmm. And the eagle was, I think, for clarity. Mm-hmm. So, but at the end, somehow all of these came together as a message to expand and open my heart.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And you don't have to take on anything I'm getting ready to share. I will tell you that when I work with people, horse always represents freedom for people. And I don't mean apple pie freedom. I mean, inner freedom, like wind in your hair, inner freedom, that kind of thing. And the jaguar is very much symbolizes being in your power. And you nailed it with the eagle, that ability to see the bigger picture, which does bring the clarity. So I love what they were bringing you, and that it is, wasn't your card something about it? It's about opening, it's about love.
Peace. Yes. That only love is real.
There you go. That's perfect. That feels exactly like where you culminated.
Right. And last week, one of the cards you pulled, it was birth.
Oh, wow. Gosh, that's awesome. I love how it all starts to play in. And one of the things I want to do next year is shorter series where we can start working with some of this more in depth. And when I start doing breath work, which can very much be a rebirthing for people, we're going to do 45, 50 minute sessions, hour long. You'll be breathing the whole time. So you'll be in bed like that, because that's what I do when I'm doing them. But thank you for sharing. I love what you pulled in there.
Thank you.
Let's see. Ember, do you feel like sharing a little bit? I know you just popped your head up. You might still be a little out of it.
Yeah, I'm still a little, still coming back.
That's all right. Did you connect with some sort of archetype or energy that for you symbolizes being in your power, being in your authority?
I connected really strongly with my two guides that have sort of represented the masculine and feminine within me. Mm-hmm. We went all kinds of places.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. I love how y'all can go. That was only a 20-minute journey, and y'all just went with it. I love it. Thank you for sharing. I don't know if Dahlia and Becky can share because their videos are off, so I'll just let them. Becky might be at work. I'll let them do their thing. Oh, Becky, do you want to share?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I am at work, but my card said to pay attention to my thoughts.
Okay.
So I was thinking as I was listening and working, but I had Uriel, who is answered prayers. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I had a job interview. Unexpected here at work, so I might be changing my position. I also have another application out somewhere, which I just know that it's going to be right no matter what happens. May not get any of them, or I may have all the choices in the world. But that's okay. But yeah, bear and lion are big for me.
Mm.
Lion awesome. For lion and for courage. Sorry. And bear is introspection and inside my head and knowing that it's going to work.
So. Awesome. Yep. Thank you so much. I would definitely be invoking, I have all the choices for the most amazing job that I could ever want. I love, because you already have, the energy is moving. That's amazing.
This has been a phenomenal year.
That's awesome.
Lots of ups and downs, but it's happening, and it's been a long time waiting for it, and I'm not waiting anymore. So,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
And that's what I was going to actually feedback and confirmation is, you're not waiting for it. You're at work doing this. You have committed to your growth, to your path, to your healing, to your shifting, to your transformation. And it's happening because you are committed. Commitment is a huge piece of this, you know, and you have fully committed. You are all in. And I just love that. I love to see what it's manifesting for you. It's so inspirational. I mean, it's been like a 180 since I met you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm so excited. I get to see you this weekend in Little Rock.
Yay, me too. I'm excited.
We'll do some more mojo. Thank you so much for showing up while you're at work and sharing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me blocked out for a bit, but.
No, that's totally fine. I mean, sometimes people have to have their videos off and that's no problem. And I can check in and see if Dahlia is here. Dahlia, are you there?
I'm here. I am.
Oh, okay. Do you want to share what you got?
Yeah. And sorry, my video never works. I don't know why. But okay. I guess for a while I've been like in an in-between place just in my life. And at the retreat, a lot of the cards were resonating with me about that, just kind of letting this be the time where I'm being restored and kind of readying myself for whatever comes next. And so I have been, I guess, trying to create what my future vision looks like. So a lot of what you were saying was right on point for me. Condor came in just in giving me perspective and, you know, helping me, yeah, really just get perspective, get distance. And it's funny, a lot of people are saying Jaguar, because that was my archetype that came up at the end, was a big black Jaguar. Mm-hmm. That was really just grounding me and giving me a really deep sense of connection to my source of strength, I think, mm-hmm. and determination.
Awesome. Yeah. Condor eats the hoochah too. Condor will come and eat all that stuff that needs to get moving.
And yeah.
So that's good medicine. That's awesome.
I know that.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Rowan, do you want to unmute yourself and tell us what you connected with?
Sure. It was a little strange to have a polar bear standing in my forest because I'm like, I don't have no iceberg for you. And he's like, it's okay. I'm here anyway. And I've never worked with polar bears, so I don't know why. I know nothing about them. So I have some homework to do about that.
Well, I'm excited to see what this new relationship's going to be like.
Like, what are you doing here?
They are humongous.
Humongous.
They're humongous. Yeah. If anything's going to stand in its power and just not apologize and do its thing, that's a good one. I mean, their paws can be like this. I mean, it's
so big.
That's awesome. Oh, I love that you got something new too. Something you haven't worked with. That's fun.
Yeah. I kind of asked for that going in, that I'd like to meet some new friends. And one of the big messages that kept coming through is, what are you willing to sacrifice to have all your dreams come true?
Yeah. Well, I love that, you know, if we don't call in new energies, how do we learn new things? You know, I mean, we can learn new things, but it definitely will be easier when you call in energies you don't know. It's like getting to know a new person. You know, there's things they have to offer that you wouldn't know. So that's why I encourage people, get your team really tight and then start calling in, call in turkey or, you know, parakeet or what, something completely random if it's getting your attention, and see what it has to offer. So, well, I'm really excited that we got to do this tonight. This felt good, and I'm glad that we didn't have all the technical glitches this time. And I really appreciate you all being here. We're going to meet the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday of November, and then we'll be complete. So that's next week is the first Wednesday of November, right? Is that right? Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. So yeah, so we're doing this 3 weeks in a row. Yeehaw! But yeah, really, thanks for being here. Take this tangibly into your next week, like this mission statement and these energies, and be proactive, be tangible, be third dimensional with it, and let us know how it goes. Okay. Love y'all. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here. You can unmute everybody if you want, Rowan. You can all say goodbye.
Hey, next Wednesday is the 30th.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
2 weeks.
Yeah, okay, great. We get a week off. So you have 2 weeks to do your mission statement. There you go. No, but if you come up with a mission statement and want to share it in the group, you can. We'll keep the page open probably till the end of December. But yeah, I'm really excited. Some of this stuff that we've been doing in sessions, but I can't necessarily go in depth with people individually or do specific things because we need a smaller container, like less people and two or three series. And we just do that. That's the kind of stuff we're going to be able to do next year. And you'll be able to share more and be involved if you want to. And I'm excited about that. So it's going to be, we're going to do some really neat stuff after this mentorship is over. But I'm excited about November really continuing this medicine work into the solstice. I'm glad we're going to do that. So y'all have a lovely evening, and hello to all the people watching the recording. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a great night.